In your 20s, if somebody asks you to go to like a music festival or something, you just say yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
then in your
care.
30s, when somebody asks you to go to a music festival, you go, what are the arrangements?
Yes.
And then you will say yes. And then in your 40s and over, if somebody asks you to go to a music festival,
is it
festival,
VIP?
You're like, is it VIP?
Yeah. I'm not going to hang out. Yeah, that's right. I'm not hanging with the commoners.
Hey, hey, it's standby time with JJ and Francisco. Here we go. How you doing, Francisco?
I'm good, man. I'm looking forward to listen to your Nova Scotians thins. What
yeah,
are they called?
Donairs is what we were going to talk about. So
yeah
this
like
is
food
too, like we told you guys about.
Because we wanted to talk about the, we didn't get the chance to talk about the travel stuff. Because I also wanted to, first of all, before we start, like what's one quick thing that you learned during this whole traveling thing? Because you haven't been traveling for a while. Like, did you learn anything new about traveling?
That's a good question. I don't think I did. I learned that my suitcase is just as messy on the hotel floor. I still don't. Do you unpack when you get to a place?
It depends how long I'm going to take. Yeah. I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If I'm like one day or 2 days now, but like if.
Yeah.
You were there for 3 weeks. You didn't unpack.
You didn't unpack at all?
Oh, yeah. And I was in different destinations and stuff. But no, and I just unfold the suitcase on the floor.
That's fair.
I'm just a suitcase.
Oh, you just throw your shit on the floor?
No. I unfold the suitcase on the floor.
Oh yeah.
So I just open the suitcase.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't usually use the closets really.
Like, yeah.
Unless if I have like something I don't want to wrinkle.
Unless if it's a suit or something.
Because you know why too? Because you forget shit in the closet.
I've done that.
You always forget shit in the closet. So I just leave everything out on the floor. Dirty laundry goes in the corner.
Yeah.
I just chuck the dirty laundry in the corner of the room. And then the suitcase is there just to be walked around.
Now, do you clean your room when you leave your hotel? Or like.
No.
Yeah, don't you feel that's disgusting? Like people are gonna like.
Don't they?
I feel like I like to keep it not like clean, but like organized. So like the person that comes clean doesn't be like, oh, look at this. This guy is clean.
Oh really?
Yeah, I don't want people to be this disgusting guy.
That's so thoughtful of you.
Well, how messy are you? Must
not, like, do you like
really
just
messy?
What like?
Well, I don't. Yeah, I don't think I would leave like incriminating things. Like I won't leave like. A condom hanging from the lamp or anything like that. Yeah. Not that a condom, I don't know why I picked that as an example.
Yeah, why would you pick that?
Well, you know what it's like after you've been in a hotel for 2 days. Condoms are hanging from the lamp.
Not at all.
You don't get
what
condom.
What is this, boogie night?
I always roll over and take the condom and go, watch me hang this from the lamp. It always impresses.
But
anyway.
What, like if you got like food, you'll leave like the, yeah, I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'll leave
like,
the food in the.
But do you don't throw in the trash can? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm talking about like a little.
Pillow.
I'm talking about like a little organized. Not like crumbs all over, like shit all over. Like, do you do that? Like a rock star. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I think, I pull the sheets off the bed for the housekeeper to have an easier time.
Oh,
wow.
That's even.
That's
good.
Impressive.
So I do that.
Yeah, I don't do that shit.
I do that. And then, but I'm not going to tidy up after myself.
Yeah.
You know, I don't concern myself like that.
Yeah.
Deeply with
No, I mean, I'm not talking about like cleaning, but like just keep it a little nicer so people go like, oh, okay. Like not disgusting. That's what I mean. Because I felt like you were saying like you were throwing shit all over and then you just,
condoms everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I do destroy. I mean, we've debated about this before because I eat on the bed and all that kind of stuff.
No, that's fine. But like as soon as you, but like you leave, like you don't leave crap in the bed.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think I leave crap.
He's not
curious. I mean, usually condoms.
I did have a baby's diaper under my hotel bed.
What?
In Hawaii. Yeah. In Honolulu. When we were doing shows in Honolulu, I had under the bed, I had a diaper.
Was it used?
And it was used. Ew. It was full. It was used. And it was sitting there, Lion King pattern or whatever. And when I called down, you should have seen when I called down, I had just checked it as well. And I called down.
And did you, how did you find that out?
Because I saw it under there.
Wait, you just check your bed under the bed as soon as you check in?
I don't remember what made me check, but I think I don't remember what made me check, but I think
but it didn't
I did
stink.
My usual thing. I put down. I don't remember the smell more than I just remember it being grossed out. But yeah, it smelled a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, it didn't. Wasn't an overpowering.
Well, that's what
baby.
I mean. Like, who does that? What the fuck? Like, throw it in the trash.
Yeah, yeah. Who would?
Like, that's
there,
my
that's,
thing.
That's
what I'm
point.
Trying
yes.
to say. Like,
okay.
if you leave, like grab the thing, throw it in the trash. Like don't like that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And so when I called down too, I just checked in And I was like, you send somebody up? There's to get the baby diaper under here. And initially, the woman answering it went, "Sir, it's not our responsibility to come and collect the diapers from you."
They thought it was yours.
I was going, "Hold on, you saw me check in like 10 minutes ago. Do you think I was hiding a baby in my suitcase or some shit?"
No, she thought it was your diaper. Which was weird because it's like you use diapers and you use baby size diapers. You don't use like the big an like adult the adult diapers. You use the like right. a little thong of a
like.
He likes a little tiny. He's like, "I'm not gonna. I may be old, but I'm not going."
It's like I may be old. I'm just getting ready for my twilight years. I like the pull up.
No,
ones.
Like I can see that somebody that doesn't that still like. Like I could say, it's like you need to use diapers, and you're like, but you're still like, I'm not that old to be using diapers. It's like, all right, use baby diapers.
You know? Or it's a really specific kink he has. Or so,
Yeah. So yeah, I would never go that far when I'm leaving a hotel room. But for the most part, I use the hotel room well.
All right.
You know.
All right. So tell me about this Donair.
Yeah, you want to hear about the Donair? So this is our food from Halifax.
Okay.
Which I didn't realize how excited everybody gets when you travel. I don't know if when you go to the places that you travel to and you run into old friends, they always want to.
Yeah, they always want to give you the stuff that's there.
To have that, because my old friends, I don't remember us liking Donairs this much when I used to live there, but whenever I'd run into a friend and they were very much like, "We got to get a Donair some night. Let's get a Donair."
What, is that a new thing?
And I was, it's not new. It's Halifax has always had its own kind of Donair.
But what is it? You haven't explained what it is.
Basically, it's like a Donair kebab, but it's
like
got
a what?
Like a Donair kebab, like a
kebab,
yeah.
Like a chicken kebab.
No, don't you have Donair meat? Donair meat?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never heard of that.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, it's spelled Donair.
Oh, it looks like mayo.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, okay.
So well, I don't know what like Donair is.
Well, it's a
shish kebab?
You know when you got the big honk of meat?
Yeah, like the Mediterranean.
You know when you shave it
off?
Yeah. Okay, so what do you call that? You don't call it Donair?
I don't know what it's called.
Okay, I thought it was...
just a meat thing.
Okay, now that you know it's the meat thing. Okay, so you got
for the Mediterranean places.
Right, so you get the meat thing.
Yeah, you shave it off. Yeah.
And ours comes with a sugary sauce. It's like sweetened condensed milk, garlic.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what you want with sweetened. Yeah, it's sweet, garlic, vinegar. And it's all, it gets thickened up. Yeah, I know. Look.
Now I know why you were wearing a baby diaper.
And
that shit makes you shit.
Yeah. And basically, but yeah, so, and it's actually quite delicious.
So what is, so is the meat?
Good. It's like sugar meat, basically. It's like a sugar sauce on Donair meat.
So is the meat with the sauce?
Yes, meat with the sauce. You can get the sugary sauce separate.
Yes,
if
you want.
And just have the Donair meat.
Okay,
I mean, this
and we spell it Donair.
Looks like it's come on a pita, but
yeah, I mean it's a pita. Yeah, it's a Mediterranean food.
All of our
it's a shawarma.
Our food is very hybrid. Like, oh,
is
it's
it?
The sauce.
It's
that
a shawarma.
Makes it. It's the sugar sauce that makes it.
It's a shawarma.
You know,
it does look good though.
Yeah, and it ends up being really tasty. I couldn't believe how many of my friends, though, every time I'm out with them, like, "We got to get Donairs while you're back." And I'm
seems
like
a drunk food,
it
right?
Wasn't,
yeah, that's definitely
like
a drunk
food.
It's very much
a late
night.
It's like
in
Venezuela with arepas. It's like, I mean, you can have it for breakfast, but you're also like after you go out partying, like, that's great to eat. Sucks up, yeah.
So, and it's legit. And like, it's not like Googled Halifax Donair. Everybody Google East Coast Canada Donairs. You've seen like Guy Fieri's done a piece on it. It was on his show. He was I think he was in Ottawa though when they were doing it, but it was a place that had East Coast Donairs and stuff, so it's a well-known thing. But I think everybody tries to do their own things, because we got a county in Nova Scotia called Pictou, and they have their own pizza, so they're trying to get in there, like with Boston and New York. They have Pictou pizza, which is like an extra brown sauce with, I think, salami pounded into the sauce and stuff. So everybody claims their own little local
thing,
and I think we get carried the further east and obscure you go.
Well, I think that's the thing that like any like towns that will do just to, I guess, just for boredom. I don't know. Like, am I right?
Well, I think it's for tourism, isn't it? It's
or tourism, I'm to like,
capitalize
yes.
on the whole.
Just
like,
to have something. To be like, hey, you gotta have the apple, yeah. the apple pie. You know, it's kind of like, all yeah. right, grandma.
Whatever,
you know.
Whatever grows there.
Yeah, whatever grow, you make there, it, yeah. and like you gotta try the honey. You know.
So, and I guess because we're big for seafood, we're obviously big for scallops and lobster in Canada, but you're not gonna get that late at night. Nobody's getting shit-faced and going, I got to get that 4 a.m. lobster roll.
Which, by the way, I saw you that you were, like, putting, like, those live lobsters in Instagram. That's not a good move.
Oh, yeah.
That's animal cruelty.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Plus, I don't like either. He was cooking lobster, but, you know, he's throwing it in, like, live. You know how they
how
do
How else do you do it?
You tap on the nose. Yeah, see, that's
don't you
that's
kill them
it.
First?
No, you tap. They go to sleep. You can tap them on the nose. But also,
yeah.
And also, you just plug them in and boil them. For fuck's sake, just go. Yeah.
But I want them. Like, they're suffering.
They're not really.
Yeah. How do you know? Yeah,
so
I mean, if you eat a burger, suffered.
Like, yeah, but like, I'm not. Like, I'm talking about like the actual like kill it first and then. Cook it, but don't like boil it. Like you're burning the person alive, and now you're gonna eat it afterward.
No, they go to sleep.
What the fuck?
They get tired.
What are you fucking? Are you fucking Chris Angel?
But also, yes, that's what we do. You tap on the nose, and it puts them. It stuns them and puts them to sleep, and then you can boil it. But also,
if you're asleep and then you get into hot water, you wake up.
Yeah, but you're a human being.
But a lobster is a being.
The lobster is a being, yes. Yeah. It is a being, but it's
why don't
not.
You just kill it first and then boil it?
Because that poisons the meat. You can't do that. If you do that, you have to boil it really quick. Because that's I think the more whatever you want to call it, I think it's insane. But they got this system of stabbing it through the head, mm-hmm. right? You do that and then throw it in the water. You
got
to do it really quickly.
I got it.
Because if you, yeah, you
can yeah, they know. They
it's
know.
Like eating dead meat. You know, you can't have. It's
what are
be,
you talking about?
Like you can't kill something and then let all the poisons and...
I mean, if you leave it there for like hours, you're cooking it right there.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
And I think that's the... Yeah.
You know how you're not killing it and leaving it for like 3 days and then cooking.
Yeah, you can't leave it for 2 days. But I think with lobster, you can't leave it for long at
Dang,
all.
This website says you can... freeze it before you boil it. That seems cruel too, right?
See, yeah, that's
but that'll
that's
put them to sleep cruel. As well. Will it? Okay. Yeah,
of course you're frozen. I mean, this whole put into sleep. I mean,
lobster warrior.
Is this how you kill? I feel
either
like
either way they're delicious.
I feel like
either way they're delicious. Next thing you know, the guy will want to have a funeral.
This
for
how this is how JJ kills people. Like, let's just put him to sleep.
Let's put him to sleep.
He just went to sleep.
Yeah, he just went into sleep. That's what happened to that lady who passed out.
Did you have lobster when you went back?
Yes, I guess that's where the question came from. Yeah, we had a big lobster feast. That's right, because why you saw on Instagram. Yeah, we get the big boiling tub in the driveway and stuff, and it was it's a proper Nova Scotian welcome, really, to come all the way home. And like, yeah, so we had about, I don't know, 18 lobster and just a big family. Like as I said, my family was all in town from all over Canada for a funeral, and we had this big lobster feast, which was just it's like seems to be like a tradition when I come home, which is great, you know. And we had mussels in there as well, so we put mussels in and cook up some scallops and
nice
have the lobster in there.
That's good. That's fun.
Sounds great.
And because we're cruel, we just kill them. Did you know that lobster used to be poor people food? So this still blows my mom away. My mom's
because now it's like rich people food.
Yeah, rich people like it now, but when my mom was growing up,
everybody likes it.
It was poor people food. So when my mom had lobster sandwiches at school, she used to get mocked.
Whoa.
So my mom would be like, "Yeah, the kids with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, or they would make fun of the people with lobster sandwiches because it was poor people food."
That's hilarious.
And so it's only in the like since the boomers. So that would be the boomer generation. It was like,
well, I think it's also
when they were
live...
kids, when they were school kids. So it all changed in the 80s, basically 70s, 80s.
It's also because it's pretty popular. If you're like, also like, if you're in a place where that's a popular thing,
yeah,
you know,
it's
that's
abundant
then
there.
It's gonna be poor people. So,
yeah. You know, I mean, when you go home to family, now either home, you tell me you can pick what home or what your destination would be, because I don't know.
I don't have a home anymore.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Well, I just mean
I really don't like. No, I really don't like have a. I mean, no, I guess Venezuela, but like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's where my mom is right now, and I, you know, but
yeah,
I've been
I guess
in a while,
because I guess you're the. Yeah, you are the.
Yeah, so, oh, there's all people, pulled papers.
Right. Okay, if you did have a family situation, though, and you had to travel to it, like, or say there was a reason why you go back to Venezuela someday, what would be the food that they would welcome you back with?
You know, Venezuela is it's interesting because there's no, like, I mean, there's the main stuff that's arepas and this other dish that is very, like, they're very, you know, they're not that crazy, like, hard to make.
What is arepas?
Arepas is kind of like a corn cake.
Okay.
That you
all right.
put, I make them. I mean, I could make you guys one time. You know, it's easier to make, and you just put whatever you want inside, mostly cheese. Now yeah, like that. Stuff.
Oh, right.
It's, so that's, oh, right. but like
we
when
should
you
do a trade off, I'll bring you some lobster. Yeah.
Oh, actually, in Venezuela, if you go during the holiday times during Christmas, they have this thing called ayaca, which is kind of like a wrapped, like a plantain. Wrapped tamale and plantain, right. The green plant, you know, that you wrap it up, you know, and that's like a very traditional thing that people do. And actually, as a family thing, you do it. Like, we did it one time with my dad and my mom, like back in Maryland. It's a thing because it's a whole process. It takes a while. You gotta like cook the stuff that you put the stuff inside, and then you cook it, and then you do like a little assembly line.
Oh,
where
yeah,
you
that
make
one looks
thing.
Like a tamale.
How
yeah.
long does it take to
that
put
one
them
takes
together?
A, like, that takes because then you, that takes a whole time. That's like a whole like evening. So it's like a whole like family thing that you do it, and then you cook it, and then you wrap it, and then you boil it, and then so you do a lot because you freeze them, and then people like a lot of people either give them to the other family members, or some people do them to sell them. You know. Because they're very, like, once you have them freeze, you put them in a, you're boiling, you heat it up, and you eat it, like, so everybody right. eats that during the whole, you know, during the holidays
and
Christmas.
Can I ask this in my rest of the world ignorance that I've moved here with, right? Because I will say, like, we didn't even have taco, like, there was one Taco Bell in all of England when I was living in England. What? I knew where it was. It was in Manchester, in the Arndale Center, Manchester, only Taco Bell I could find. There's finally taco places there now and stuff, but it's a very foreign idea to a lot of places in the rest of the world. So I move here, and now I'm eating a lot of South
Mexican
American
food
and Mexican food that I'm being introduced to. But this wrapping in the stalks stuff, like when everything's wrapped in the stalks.
Like a corn stalk,
Yeah, what is the benefit of this?
Wait, what?
I think it cooked. You know, I think that's just how you cook
oh,
it.
Oh, no,
that's just how
like
you
a tamale.
Yeah, that's
like,
how you cook it. Yeah, it's
yeah,
just
like tamales and stuff because I don't.
It's so it doesn't
find
fall.
It
so it doesn't help. No, because you don't eat it.
Yeah, and I don't eat it. Or
no,
anything.
You don't eat it.
Of course, I don't eat it, but I'm just like, it's
no, because
a bit
it's a way. It's cooked. No, because it's how you cook it. And like, first of all, it puts it all into a place because it's like, it's all flour that you put.
People want to know this. I swear to God. But, but people don't have to know this.
Next time we should do, I mean, maybe I'll bring, or we, there's places now that sell arepas here and all over, you know, in LA. But like, no, for the ayaca or the tamale, it's like, you just, because it's like you put the, you put like, this is the flour that you make. Then you put, like a pizza, you know, like you put the flour here.
Yeah.
Then you put all the stuff that you make, that you cook, you put it inside, then you wrap it. And that's how, and that's why you need the leaves outside to wrap it, to boil it, to cook it, to keep it all in place. And also gives a little flavor too, like a little like flavor of
I guess too, it keeps the keeps the liquid inside, keeps it nice and juicy.
But that's the whole point. You open it and then it's right there.
Because whenever I'm
it's a plate
in Hollywood
too.
Here
and
a high
and it's a plate too,
Oh, and it's a plate? But okay, but it's what do you do with that shit? See,
no,
I
you
like,
throw it
I
away.
Like finger
wipe
foods at a party that you can
eat it all.
Use a baby diaper.
I feel like you should be able to eat everything.
Nah,
and I'm always left with this fucking
you don't
corn
eat it.
Stalk,
I mean,
corn cob
it's
thing
it's
or whatever.
It's like being
I'm
left
like,
with a wrapper for a cheeseburger.
Yeah, or it's kind of like a bone. Like, you don't eat the bone of
a
ribeye.
Wait, you don't eat the bone?
I eat some of the bones, but
I keep it around. It depends on what's on my plate. I'll use it to scoop things onto my fork.
There you go.
Well, I want to talk before this because I know we got a quick one today. But speaking of rich people, I went to the tennis tournament in Palm Springs in Indian Wells, the BPN tennis tournament. It's really nice. It's, have you ever been to a tennis tournament before?
I have, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have you, Brian?
I have not.
Yeah. Because it's funny because I want to talk about how, like, the how people, the cheering thing. Because over there, it's like, you don't.
Was it very polite?
Yeah, it's very polite. Yeah. You don't, like, there's, because people be like, yeah, come on. And as soon as somebody's about to serve, like, just quiet.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody and like.
You can get in deep shit.
Oh, you can get, yeah. If you're about to serve somebody else, like, they can kick you out. Yeah, because you can't do that. It's all about, like, golf.
Yeah. Like, I went to Wimbledon and.
Oh, you did. And, nice.
Yeah, but I didn't get into the main court.
Yeah. But still, you were in the ground.
But somebody got kicked out of the main court. Yeah, because there's a big hill outside Wimbledon. You can just.
Yeah, you can there. Yeah. Same thing for that.
The atmosphere is amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can kind of hear tennis happening. Well, of course, you can hear tennis happening all around you. But
yeah.
And then somebody had gotten kicked out, so we watched him get removed, right? And they were just cheering during the gameplay or whatever, which seemed, because we didn't find it offensive.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, yeah, you can yell. But and it's also like, some people were, you know, some people also yell about, like, come on, like give instructions to the players. Yeah. Like, those people, like, what are you doing?
Like, they don't know what to do.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I mean. It's kind of like, come on, like, hit it, like, come on, get it, like, get it farther deep. Like, what are you doing?
It's
like,
also you're illegal.
Well, no, if you're the coach. But I'm saying, like, people that are fans, when they yell, it's kind of like when people, like, with comics, they come up to you, like, yelling, like, hey, you got to try this. It's like,
I got a punchline for you.
It's like, get you're not, you're like...
Come on, Venus. Put some effort in.
Yeah.
I fucking am. Don't you hear me grunting? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, what is it with that?
That's what I wanted to talk about. Okay. Like, why do people... I mean, it's kind of like you're sitting down drinking beer.
Yeah.
You know, yelling at somebody. Like, I mean, in any sport. It's kind of like hockey. It could be football, basketball. It's like, all you got to do... I mean, just... support, like, hey, go. Or you know, but like to tell somebody to be like, come on, like you're giving me advice, it's like, you're not the person to give advice.
Yeah, or people who are like properly heckling and trying to get under somebody's skin or whatever, like, you know, yelling that you're an amateur or something like that. Yeah. I'm like, shut up, old man, or whatever. Yeah, like, you haven't,
I mean,
I've never played pro.
Yeah, so. It's just funny how like it just gives you that. I mean, I guess once you're in there, you think that you're, I don't know if the adrenaline that you're watching the show that you think, or the game or whatever, that you think that you're like become an athlete. It's like, no, you're not. You suck. That's why you're sitting there. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of like.
You're lucky enough to have made enough money to afford these seats, but shut the fuck up.
Watching it,
Yeah. So
I was asking, like, when the athletes grunt, it's always.
Yeah, that's a muscle contraction thing, though, right? They're tensing up all
their
muscles.
I looked it up, and it said basically...
In tennis, you mean?
Or in sports in general. Yeah. And it basically, this says it's a mixture of distracting your opponent, and it provides more power. It, like, helps you generate more
power. Yeah, well, because when you release, you go like if I swing in a forehand, I go, ah! You know, like, well, I don't know
why. It's good that they acknowledge that it's distracting to your opponent as well. Because,
it's got to be.
Because I thought that was used to be a thing that they would, no, it's not that. It's just my muscle contractions. And because, it's hugely distracting.
You see, when you watch tennis, you see everyone's got their own specific.
Yeah, some people, I mean, well, there was actually one Sharapova, Maria Sharapova. Yeah. I think she got in, or people were complaining about her because she was too loud. Like, it was too much. She would be like, like, every time she was, doing a forehand or backhand, it became, and, you know, the other players were going like, all right, this is just too much.
This is too crazy.
Like, you got to keep it,
Tennis players should get penalties for gaslighting. What are you whining about, lady?
Jeez. Well, yeah, that was a good day watching.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was like, it's cool. I love tennis so much. It was just fun to just, like, you know, it was during the final. I mean, I got to see the tail end of the tournament because I got to see the semifinal and the final, which actually a British guy won.
All right.
For the men's. And,
was it Come On Tim? No.
It was Cameron Norrie.
Okay.
Norrie. No, not Tim Henman.
No, I'm just kidding. I know. That's who I saw. That's who I saw. Back in the day. Yeah.
It was fun. It was like, it was just, I and then we went to, so we're in Palm Springs, and it was, I also went to this Pioneer Town. Have you been to this?
Can I just ask a tennis question, though? Do you have stands across from you as well and that you can watch?
What do you mean?
Like, is there a stand on the other side of the tennis court?
A stand?
Stands, where you
sit there's and watch it's a, the game. It's a stadium.
Yeah. Surrounded. Yeah.
So you got one across. So do you watch them for a bit, and does everybody really move in unison?
Oh yeah, I was watching that the other way.
It is wild.
Is it entrancing to watch the stands across from you just going?
Yeah, everybody's into.
And then just and then one dude, you could just weird out the other stands by just being just stare ahead while everybody around you is going side to side and just fucking.
It is. It's just even the bulb kids, they're still doing. They gotta go.
Oh, the bulb boys. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're all doing that. You know, everybody's doing the whole thing. Yeah. You know, like yes, everybody's in unison. Everybody does it together. You know, but no, it was fun. I mean, I wanted to talk about that whole thing, about the whole like grunting of it, or like the whole like people yelling like stuff when they give advice to players, which is very annoying, you know, in terms of like of that. But it was
just cheer.
One thing though that I wanted to talk
about. Comedy thing too. It's like when somebody shouts after a punchline,
just laugh or don't laugh, or you know. But another thing I wanted to talk about with traveling and stuff, like it was new. You have to go in. Well, you had to be, I think everybody had to be vaccinated to get into the tournament. But there was a thing that you had to like download on Clear, you know, that app Clear.
Yes.
Or that, and then you had to like download your stuff that you're vaccinated to show it off. So that was like a, which is interesting. It's kind of like a new thing, I guess, what's going to be happening now with travel or like with events, concerts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was happening in Canada too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had to show your vaccination
like your vaccination
status everywhere you went in Canada.
To get
like,
into places.
To get into a bar or whatever.
Yeah. Which is, so yeah. So that's interesting. Like that's the kind of like the, you know, it's like another, like the ID, you know what I mean? It's like, or again, you know, like another thing, which is, you know.
At least you don't have to pay extra for that, or I'd have a conspiracy theory.
That's true.
Being a money spinner as well. Yeah. So you said something about Pioneer Town?
Oh, yeah, it's this place like in 50 minutes from India or Palm Springs. It's like a little like Western town. Have you been there?
I have not.
You have? Yeah. Have you been to this Papiet and Harris?
Yes.
Yeah. It's great,
it's
right?
Great.
Good food.
It's really good barbecue.
Good barbecue, yeah.
They have live shows, yeah.
Oh, is it the place that's outdoor, half outdoors?
Yeah.
And there's a
Paul
big,
McCartney played
there.
Did he really?
Yeah. Paul McCartney had a concert there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a neat little town.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really small. It's like a street.
It's just,
it's nice. It's cool to take pictures and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We went there to eat some barbecue and stuff like that. And to like, but I also went there. I got to see it the first time when we went there for during the pandemic, me and my girlfriend to, we rented an Airbnb into this like little like Airbnb in the middle of the desert, you know, which, my girlfriend didn't like because it was like, after we got there, it was like, it was literally like, a little bed that you get on top
little,
and like, and in the middle
too
of nowhere.
Roughing it.
I've been there,
it was like, because she was then scared that some wild coyote or something was going to come in. Because it was like, it's just like a little, I liked it. I had fun with it.
I had the same issue with an ex-girlfriend of mine many years ago. We got a place in San Diego.
She got the place. She found the place.
Oh, she found it.
I didn't even do it.
As I was gonna say, I feel like leaving it to the responsibility to the person who's going to complain the most, because I tend to be happy wherever I've just stayed in so many shit places, I guess, in my career.
Yeah, I'm fine with
that.
I
already get myself into the mindset. I'll just throw my suitcase down. I'll unfold it.
I mean,
and I'll just get on with my life.
By the way, that's the kind of camping, I guess it's called glamping. That I like to do. Like, I don't mind being in the. But to be sleeping outside and all that, I'm good. Let me have a little, like, nice place.
Yeah.
Like, little cabin or whatever that I can go.
You feel a little safer, don't you?
Yeah.
Like,
and also,
you're not prepackaged for the bear that's gonna
I
come
know.
Kill you.
Yeah. And also, like, why? Like, I mean, this is not wartime. We're not, like, dealing with, like hunger.
Why?
Like,
why?
Like, why? Like,
I get
if
it.
I'm,
I
doing,
get
I'm doing this for vacation. To have time, I'm gonna be fucking like freezing.
Yeah.
I'm fucking cooking my own now.
Yeah.
Why? Like, I mean,
you're officially getting more mature. He's officially getting older because I never cared when I was younger, but now I just want comfort.
Right. I just want comfort. Like, I don't.
It ends up being a hobby. Because you're like, there's so much involved in it. You have to buy stuff.
You have to live that life. Yeah, you have to like be like, that's your shit.
You can't casually camp.
No. Yeah,
There are places, but
In your 20s, in your 20s, if somebody.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't. I it wasn't my thing, but I guess I would. Yeah, when you're in your 20s or
in
like
your
20s, early 18s, whatever.
Okay, in your 20s, if somebody asks you to go to like a music festival or something, you just say yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
then
don't
in your
care.
30s, when somebody asks you to go to a music festival, you go, what are the arrangements?
Yes.
And then you will say, yes. And then in your 40s and over, if somebody asks you to go to a music
festival,
VIP? You're like, is it VIP?
Yeah. I'm not going to hang
out.
How
will I be? That's
I'm not hanging with the commoners. Fucking like little fucking 20-year-olds would be like,
That's the natural graduation.
That's so true, because when I was like, I used to go to like a festival when I was young. So yeah, you don't give a shit. You're just like there.
Yeah.
And the whole time.
You got a
like,
ticket. Woo!
Yeah, yeah. You don't care. You just want to party and stuff like that. But like, yeah, now I'm like, yeah, fuck, if I'm going to Coachella, I gotta be like stay in a nice place and then also like VIP tickets. Yeah. I don't want to be like in the fucking.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. My last couple of years doing like the Glastonbury Festival, which is the biggest festival in the world. But I remember the last couple times I did it, I needed to have my car close to my tent because I know it's going to rain at some point. But all that shit I didn't care about in my 20s, all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah. I need to be able to dry off.
When your back hurts after 10 minutes of standing, you're like, okay, well, come on.
That's the other shit. Yeah, of course. It's like, am I going to stand in for 10 hours? Nah, I need a place to sit down. What are we eating?
Before I leave for like weekend trips, I'll have a little pill bag of different stuff. If my head starts to hurt halfway through the day, you got your stuff.
I got my allergy medicine. I got all my shit.
Because they're at these music festivals now too. They have the motorhomes and stuff.
Oh, like the RVs.
Which are a lot of extra charge. But I remember I used to laugh at them. I used to go, "That's not a real experience. I'm out here with the people. We're gonna have a campfire.
We're getting crazy in the dirt.
Some cool shit's gonna happen." And now I'm like, "How do I get a hold of these people?"
I know we got a little bit of time left, but like, yeah, we went to Tulum. We stayed at this place, at this hotel, which was also like very like rustic and stuff like that. And like, so basically when we get there, I wanted to rent a car. I mean, I needed to rent a car. I wanted like the cheapest one. I was like, I'm in Mexico. I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, I don't want to get a rough. And then they get there and they're like, "Hey, we don't have the, and I'm like,
"Please tell me they gave you an upgrade."
Well, that was like, I was like, "Just give me whatever the fuck." He's like, "Well, all I got is a Mustang." And I was like, I just wanted to get the fuck out of there. Yeah. And then when I'm driving the Mustang, I'm going like, "What the fuck am I doing? I'm going to get robbed here and kidnapped," because that's my like South American thing.
It a flash Mustang?
It was a yellow Mustang. Basically, I'm like,
I'm
a tourist. Yeah, exactly. You know, like,
that's always the last one left is the yellow Mustang, because I wound up with a yellow Mustang before as well.
The thing is, we get there, so then they get to that place, to that hotel, and we park, and it's like, it's basically sand. Like, so then we have to walk to the place, it's all sand, and we're like going, and I'm going like, "What the fuck? Where's the floor?"
Yeah.
I'm going like, "I want a lobby." Yeah. Like, and there's it's like a little office, and they're like, "Oh, here's your, we get the room, it's like a little cabin," and like, yeah, but it's very rustic. There's no electricity from like, you know, during the day, and like,
right.
It was nice, but it was like 2 or 3 days. It was nice.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, you would take a shower outside and the water, whatever. And then when you wake up in the morning, you literally walk to the beach and then you could have breakfast there. Yeah. So that was nice. But that was like as much as I had.
For much more than that.
Yeah. Like if it was if it was literally camping on the beach, I'm like, let's get out of here. Yeah. Like, let's go to a fucking, you know, hotel. You know, so... It's cool, but like,
we've proved we're all old. Is what we've done.
I think
our creature comforts.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think it's like if you're paying for this, you know what I mean?
True.
Like, this is like a vacation. You're paying. You want to relax, and like, you're gonna now. Unless, like you said, if that's your thing, that's your hobby. Like, that's a hobby. Like, if that's your hobby to camp and you like being in the, you know, try to light the fire, whatever it is. Cool, but nah.
I love putting it that way. If you like trying to light the fire, whatever.
Fine.
But yeah, that's 100%.
I get it.
And I'd say that about those experiences too. If you go there for entertainment, so if you're at a music festival or whatever, outdoors. I've also come to feel, and I do say, I say this to people, like, it'll be better if you could see them in a purpose-built venue than seeing them at a con. So you're waking up, you're trudging through the mud at that music festival, and then the amount that I used to love all of this, yeah. And now I'm like, oh God, I just want to go to the I just want to go to sleep. Yeah, just take me to a theater and let me watch them and relax. Maybe yeah. I'll even sit down.
I want a bathroom, not a potty potty. Exactly. You know what I mean? Oh, like, because it's like it's fun when like
we
I remember
aging ourselves. Yeah. We're like.
No, I remember when I went to the lands, they were fun. Like, they were like, yeah, you just, but like, and also, because also, yeah, you need to have the energy when you're like really young, like, you know, college, that you can fucking like sleep for like 3 hours and you wake up the next day and you're good.
Yeah.
Like, no way I can do that right now. Like, fucking,
take some Molly for the weekend and you're good.
Oh, no, I'm fucked for like 6 months.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to have to fucking get a baby diaper fucking so I can shed myself.
So. Yeah, we gotta conserve our energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is fun. We're back.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back, and I love our new little digs here. We got a
studio. We're gonna have. Remember really to subscribe to the Standby Podcast YouTube channel. That's where we need the views and the comments, and also listen to us in Spotify. Follow us in there, and then. And Instagram and Twitter, follow us there. And if you have any questions, please DM us or write us in the comments.
Yeah, we're gonna have great guests. Would be a fun segment. If you guys start writing in with your questions or stories, like we haven't quite figured out how to approach this yet, but we'll do either or if you have questions. But if you have a great story, like did I do the right thing, or did I like say you ditched somebody on holiday, or like I talking about tents and stuff, I left a tent at Glastonbury once because it got half swept away in a rainstorm, and I never saw the guy and the girl who I was sharing the tent with again. That was it. That was the end of our relationship. But anyway, if you have any stories like that, send us in your stories, and then we can
read them.
Yeah,
you know?
I can read them out, and Francisco could judge. You know, or vice versa. I could go. You know,
most likely it'll be like that.
So ditched it. Yeah, I think.
Or Brian really can read them. Brian can read them, and we can. You know,
oh yeah, and we can debate.
We can debate like whom was right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so
and we'll be having guests on very soon.
Yeah, we're going to have him guests to us here because now we have this nice studio and great studio, so we're going to have guests here. So hopefully by next week or maybe in 2 weeks, we're going to have our first guest.
That would be really fun. I'm totally inspired to do that.
Yeah,
definitely.
So that would be great.
So remember, keep subscribing, keep listening, keep sharing because that's what we need. And thanks for listening. Bye, hello. Yeah.